up the Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
I hope you have a smile on your face. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Did you have a good weekend? Oh, man, I hope you do. Or I hope you did. Do is for Friday. It's gorgeous outside this morning. So pretty. All that blue sky. Well, depending on where you're at. There are a few clouds out there, but nah. Definitely heading into spring. Went out and did a bunch of yard work yesterday, but made sure to put everything into bags and put it on the side of the house. Store it up for waste management later on. Deep breath today. Deep breath. You want to call about something? 884-9910, 884-9910, or of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Speaking of 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. I got it working for you here. Actually, I didn't. We have to give credit to producer Craig, always keeping on track on this for us. Which is more important? Health and safety? The economy? Protecting the Constitution? Or other? If there's something that you feel is more important than those three, then by all means, put it in the other section and you can create your own. I probably should have put which is more important to the country, because I have a feeling people are going to start putting in there and other, getting rid of Governor Sisolak. Oh, thank you to everybody that participated in the drive-by protests yesterday. Fantastic turnout. But we can definitely see where this country is going if we don't take back control. Coronavirus updates brought to you by Real Construction. Right now across the United States, we have 573,138 and 22,931 deaths since we started tracking some of this, or most of it. Here in Nevada, we have 114 deaths statewide. Okay, there are still some areas that have not seen any cases. But there are also, as I am reminded from listeners, that there are still not a whole lot of tests out there. As we look at the local stats here in Washoe County, 12 deaths. On the positive note, which I love to leave you with, out of 388 active cases, 461 cases total, 61 people have recovered. Specialists in all insurance-related restoration projects, Real Construction is open for business for you. Give them a call at 359-0700 while you're still at home doing things. You can get caught up on stuff. Don't sit around worrying about things that are out of your control. I know it's tough. People just said, ooh, easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say because I'm a worrier. I worry about everybody. I worry about my friends. I worry about my neighbors. I know what my limitations are because, well, my husband keeps me in check. So I don't have to worry about us. I worry about everybody else. But when you come together and you think about it, what is the point of worrying about something that is beyond your control? It is better and healthier for you to work with what's in your control. How can you better improve your home? How can you better improve your garden? How can you better improve your relationship with your kids or your spouse or your family, your friends? FaceTime those people that you haven't had any time for, or Skype with them, or Zoom with them. Doesn't that sound fun? I Zoomed with my family today. Takes me back to Zumba. Do a Zumba class online. Shows us the way.
All I want to do is Zumba, Zoom, Zoom,
you
Zoom
betcha.
In my room, room. This lighting sucks.
That's what we're doing. We're Zumba, Zumba, Zumba. Try to be positive, because there is a lot of negativity around the corner. There truly is. As you heard from Armstrong and Getty, if you were listening before the show started, you look at the three different summaries on how to get this country started and where we go from here. And the Democrats, the left, literally wants to padlock you in your home. This isn't made up stuff. It's written out in black and white. Do you think that that's pretty shocking? Well, that answered today's poll question. Which is more important to you? Health and safety, the economy, protecting the Constitution. It's scary stuff. Right now, it's half and half between the economy and protecting the Constitution. We have to protect the Constitution at all costs. All cost. Many men and women laid down their lives to get us, to build us that Constitution and Bill of Rights. And to send that Declaration of Independence that said, to hell with you. We're going to take care of ourselves. In case you missed it, do you know who Gretchen Whitmer is? Let me tell you, she's a Democrat, and she's right up there with Governor Sisolak. You know, that guy who's being recalled. Petitions still circulating. All kinds of new information at fightfornevada.com. So please, go to fightfornevada.com. That has the most accurate information. It is the only legitimate organization that is recalling Governor Sisolak. The only one. If you find a petition to sign online, that is not legitimate. You cannot do that. But as Governor Sisolak bans life-saving medication, so did Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. As Governor Sisolak bans attendance to religious services, which, by the way, I believe there are people smarter than I am are looking into, he didn't have the right to do that. And neither did the mayor. Maybe the city council coming together, but not one single person. This gives you a little bit of insight as to what the left is thinking. When people are whipped up into a frenzy because of the liberal media, whipped up into fear that you must be cowering at home, not touching or hugging your family, even in your home, physical distance, And I believe that they call it social distancing because they really just don't even want you socializing. They don't want you sharing information. They don't want you talking. Because this crazy hag, she banned and prohibited the sale of seeds. Seeds. Not pot seeds for you potheads out there. Food. Vegetables. You know, crisis gardens or victory gardens were always encouraged during a time of war. You know, so you could supplement the rations and boost morale, get your hands out there in the dirt and watch new life. Watch the growth sprout from the ground. But yeah, she barred grocery stores and brick and mortar retailers from selling vegetable seeds. Why would you do that? Interesting. She didn't stop there, though. She also banned tile, carpet, flooring. So as you're locked down, you can't do anything productive. You can't, you know, do any remodeling or anything. But I want to leave you with this. And this is a story that you can check out for yourself. It's all in the Gateway Pundit. She also banned the sale of American flags. What? Yeah. Why? You really have to ask yourself why. And then wonder and start talking with your friends and family. Wow, did we get duped? Because even at 22,000 people, which bless them, bless their hearts, their family, 22,000 people, is that a lot when it comes to we see people killed in crosswalk accidents, and I believe the numbers were roughly 8,000 a month in this country. Car accidents, other flus. Yet we shut down the economy of the United States. People committing suicide because they have no means of coming back. They feel as if they've lost everything. Fear has been instilled in them. You have power over that fear. Use it. It's the Monica Jay Show. Live, local, FM talk. We'll get back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this beautiful Monday. It's gorgeous outside. Have you been outside? Please don't tell me you're cowering in your house because you should not be. A lot of people still working. A lot of jobs out there. HireMeNevada.com. People looking for employees. People looking for work. Just because you have lost your job doesn't mean that you have to stay home and not do anything. I get tired of hearing people say this is the future. We're not going back. This is what it looks like. Yeah, this is what it looks like. Those people that were fighting for $15 an hour minimum wage jobs, yeah, we're probably not going to see minimum wage jobs like that anymore that are getting the $9. You know, the fast food, the registers. People are moving in kiosks. There are a lot of people that are not going to be going back to work because, you know, the companies are still going. So behind the scenes, how many kiosks have been set out, installed? How many phone calls are going to be made that said, you know, we did some changes and we don't need you anymore. So stay on unemployment or go find something else. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I do want to share some really cool news with you because I didn't know about it and I love it. I love it. Auto insurers are issuing $10.5 billion in coronavirus refunds. I got the whole list right here. State Farm, Geico, Progressive, Allstate, USAA, Liberty Mutual, American Family, The Hartford, Farmers, Nationwide, Travelers, the Hanover Insurance Group, and MetLife. Most of these companies, see, and this is what really, really gets me, is they keep saying we're only going to be locked down until the end of April. Yet the majority of all of these auto insurers, and of course you can contact your insurance representatives if you have any questions, but these are for policyholders already. They're giving back April and May. Do they know something that we haven't been told? Hartford, most customers will receive a 15% refund on their April and May premiums. Travelers, 15% credit on their April and May premiums. Hanover, April and May. MetLife, April and May. Progressive scares me. May and June. Wow. So, what do you think about that? Well, I think it's great news. Every little bit helps. So, thank you, actually, to the auto insurers out there for stepping up and making that decision. Are you going to get a refund on, I don't know, any other kind of health insurance? Probably not. Even though I had two different dentist appointments scheduled. They'll probably just say, well, you still had the insurance. You just, you know, move the date. I want to see if any other companies step forward and say, you know what? Yeah, we're going to make this right. Since you weren't asking us to do anything and we weren't doing anything for you, we're going to refund some of your money. Do you think that'll happen with any rents? Do you think that'll happen with any taxes? Probably not. I'm wondering what the city of Reno and Washoe County is going to do since, well, they're losing some money in taxes right now. But all of their people are still being paid. You might not be, but is your business still going to be taxed? If your doors weren't open? Yeah, we'll just have to see. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thank you so much for your comments. Government said if we did nothing, 2.2 million would have died, with the number of dead being a fraction of what could have happened. Do you think people and business will go through this again when some sort of virus plagues the world every 2 years? Or do you think they won't heed the warnings because of the now perceived overreaction? If this keeps happening, there will be a tracker app released that Google and Apple are working on right now, or a variation of ID 2020 that uses biometrics and tracking. Well, Ryan, they're already doing that. Google's already tracking you by your phone. And, you know, we've got that whole turn your neighbor in thing. Some people would not stay home yesterday because of a very big religious holiday. In case you missed it, it was called Easter. Law enforcement in parking lots writing down license plate numbers so they could be fined later on. Yeah, think about that. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with us today on this beautiful Monday. I venture to say it's even gorgeous outside. Beautiful, beautiful day. Get out and enjoy it if you are one of those who are self-quarantining or staying at home. Nice way of saying unemployed. Thank you, government. Hence our question today, 991fmtalk.com. Which is more important to you, to the United States? Is it your health and safety? Is it the economy? Or is it protecting the Constitution? Ryan had an excellent point. Out of 9/11, we got the Patriot Act and the TSA. And you know how well those worked out. Out of something else, we got the FISA court. We see how that worked out. So what are we going to get out of all of this? Cell phone tracking, well, we have that. Biometrics, we already have that. But now, will it be forced? You can believe it or not, a lot of stories coming out that these vaccines that they're coming out with, they have the tracking device in the vaccine. So to travel from state to state, to go to work, to go into a store, blah, 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 to be out in public, basically. Little scanning devices. Just like those little swipe machines you see at the register so you can pay with your card. Or those little boxes that you see outside of offices and places that are secured. You got to wave your card in front of. Well, maybe now it'll just be you need to wave your hand. It's called herding. You might want to look it up. We have a herd mentality where the lead wolf goes, where the alpha wolf goes. The others follow. So what path are we being led down now? We are being led down the path of a select few make the decisions. And when someone gets in to office that says, no, that's not the way we're going to do it, they're attacked. Their culture canceled. Let's see. He's 60 now. Let's go back to when the internet first started, see what he was looking up. Let's go find his high school yearbook. There's got to be something that we can use against this person. Are you going to stand for this? Seriously? You have to stop and wonder when this is going to stop. Because right now, while you're being fed all of this about the coronavirus, everything else is still going on. Nothing has stopped. The total restriction of your Second Amendment rights with H.R. 5717 has not stopped. The New Way Forward Act has not stopped. The New Way Forward, doesn't that sound cool? Doesn't that sound nice? The New Way Forward basically gets rid of all of our borders. Not borders in other countries. Mexico will still have their southern border. But our borders will be open. And anybody who wants to come to America will be an American and they will receive all of the rights and benefits. Answer me this. What other country does that? Just throwing it out there. What other country does that? Why are they focusing on America to do that? Because America is the lead across the country, across the world, for democracy. For taking care of its people. Its people. President Trump gives his wealth away to the American people. His salary every year goes to a different organization that he wants. He's given it to veterans. He's given it to the COVID response. In other places, pick anywhere. Yes, we have the White House for the president, Camp David, which, what did Trump say? A little, you know, not quite up to his style. But what do the leaders of other countries have? Palaces. They have palaces. They have kingdoms. They have subjects. We don't have subjects here. We have we the people. But have you seen any of our politicians? Have you seen Governor Sisolak or Hillary Sheevy as we the people? In the name of your safety, we're going to shut your business down or vastly restrict it. In the name of safety, you can't worship and be a part of your religion the way that you're used to. You can do it from home, online, but you can't do it in church. In the name of your safety, you can't get your hair cut. We didn't have to physically distance. We just needed to clean better. We needed to sanitize more often. We needed to be more respectful of other people around us. Maybe that's why they felt that quarantining was the best way, because people have lost pretty much all respect for those around them. We talk at top volume on our cell phones. We blow smoke in other people's faces. We cough on people. We sneeze. All we had to do was be more respectful and clean things. But how are we going to be changed now? There are only so many companies in the world. Who do you think is going to get rich off of what is happening right now? Everybody who is turning to the internet for education, for healthcare, for work, banking. Well, there's just no reason for you to go outside. Order your groceries online. Order your food online. Order the dog groomer to come to your house online. This is the way that we've just been, or have been, since the tech age began. This is how we are being herded. You don't want to use social media? You don't want to use online banking? You don't want to go to school online? Well, guess what? That mentality is not going to hold, so we are now going to herd you in that direction. And just to make sure that you're complying with everything, we're going to put this little chip in you, so we can see when it's scanned every single thing about you. When the last time you went to the doctor was. What the results were. The grades you got. How you performed on your driving test. Are you current on all your vaccinations? Talk about going down the rabbit hole. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this beautiful Monday. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. What's more important? Which is the most important thing to you? The economy? Health and safety? Or protecting the Constitution? People have been nibbling away. No, not people, the left have been nibbling away at the Constitution for as long as anybody can remember, or that's been written down. History tells us that. Shall not be infringed upon. That's a line out of the Second Amendment in your Bill of Rights. Should have put protecting the Constitution in your Bill of Rights, actually, now that I think about it. Shall not be infringed upon. That's all Democrats do, is infringe on your Second Amendment right. Every single session, they come up with something new. We'll just keep taking little bites until it's all gone. You know how I feel about that. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. Look at the people that have recovered. Out of 573,138, over 33, almost 34,000 people have recovered. More people have recovered than have died. And of those numbers, do you even believe these numbers? 22,931. Do you believe those numbers? Because if you die and you test positive for the coronavirus, it doesn't matter that you had a heart attack or that you were 90 years old in four-stage cancer. They list you as dying from the coronavirus. In Nevada, we've had 114 deaths. But out of 25,464 people that we've actually been able to test, 22,000 and almost 500 have tested negative. That's a lot of negatives. Here in northern Nevada, in Washoe County, we've had 12 deaths. In the quad counties surrounding us, none. 24/7 availability if you need your home or business secured from vandalism and looters. Real Construction can handle the job for you at 359-0700 because, well, those people always have a job. Even though, oh gosh, the Surgeon General, Attorney Generals all across the country, police chiefs. Can you stay home? Can you not commit any crimes for the health of the people? Seriously? Someone needs some toilet paper. Someone's going to go get some toilet paper. Even if they have to break into somebody's house. They need food. They get food. Most criminals out there like that don't have your 9-to-5 job, so they're not really worried about it. They get what they need by any means possible. They're not going to take your health and welfare into account because of COVID-19. Sorry, the Chinese Wuhan virus. Already a documentary coming out about it, about the origins. Boy, that was fast. I'm wondering if it's actually a documentary or propaganda. You know that famous documentarian, Mr. Moore. Are you really doing a documentary when it's just propaganda? What are we doing here in Nevada? What are we going to do about all this? It's not so much that we're being Californicated. It's we're just being socialized. I told you before, we were already a socialist country. But are you picking up on the fact of how deep we actually are? Who's making the decisions on your life, on your well-being, the taxes you pay. The mayor and the city council wants more, so what do they do? Well, let's do a special assessment district. Let's approve a business improvement district. Boy, I feel sorry for those people and companies that are actually in the both. Well, you won't let us raise your property taxes. What? How about just spending money more wisely and not making promises to unions you know damn well that the cities and counties can't afford to keep. But you got to sign that contract with the union. Yeah. Special guest, 11 o'clock. How do you keep your investments as your investments and still prosper? It's the Monica Jay Show. Time now for a Fox News business update. See where we are across the country. Amongst the shutdown on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.